Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's the Locust Lecture.
Music still hurts.
My name's TK1.
My name's Fuzzy.
Hello again.
Hi.
Boy, I don't even want to talk too much because we have so much exciting new music to get
to. Are we cutting ourselves out of the show?
No, if we were doing that, I would just not have bothered to talk to you about recording today. I would have just said, nope, we're good.
We'll minimize our role in the show completely.
I mean, I like to think that our role in the show is normally a big part of the reason you listen to this show.
We'll just send it behind the scenes, see if anybody complains.
Yeah. We're going to put up a paper screen, and we're going to talk through it. And hopefully that gives you the impression as though we're not really here. Mm-hmm. We understand that a paper screen is normally a visual divider.
Right. It's more of a symbolic gesture for us.
Right. We're putting the effort in.
It's about how we're going to feel talking.
Yeah. Use your imaginations, you uncreative hicks. Probably shouldn't be insulting them, too.
But. Yeah, I guess. You know, I like to believe that our audience is all creative bohemians.
It's probably more reasonable.
But there's probably an uncreative hick or two in there. So that comment was directed only to those people.
Yes, the minority of listeners who should be proud of themselves. Because you're frankly on your way to becoming a creative non-hick.
Yeah.
Or a creative hick.
Your first step to a bohemian lifestyle, listening to the Locust Lecture.
We're going to start things off with some loud, angry music. We're going to start things off with PLF. They've got a little record out called Devious Persecution and Wholesale Slaughter. I don't know why those two concepts are linked together.
It just
at all.
Sounds grindy.
They seem like they should be different sentences that need to be more filled out than just two poorly placed nouns.
This is our favorite show starter album of late.
It's pretty fun.
Because it's just straightforward, traditionalist grind. Really gets the show starting off on the right foot. This track is called Grinder of Fools. Like we said, it's by PLF. We're listening to it on the Locust Lecture.
This still hurts. We'll be right back.
Disagree, I'm dead, body. It's going to my memory.
the Locust Lecture.
Music Still Hurts with a track by Abriosis with the title track Vessel off of their EP of the same name.
It's a shocking, shocking twist.
Yeah. Really excellent Canadian technical, sort of almost progressive death metal. I think it's my favorite death metal that's come out this year.
Which, let's be honest, while a good, it is a good little EP, the best death metal record of the year is not, it's not a tough honor to take right now.
Yeah, right now there's a million good death metal records.
Yes.
There haven't been any great ones.
Well, there are many good death metal records, and there are millions of very bad death metal records.
That's true. There's been a good crop of death metal records coming in above the line. But nothing that truly jumps out yet. So fingers crossed for the next three quarters of the year. Before that, Centurion with Damnatio Memoriae off the album Contra Rationem. Baptists with Russian Spirit off the album Bushcraft. Besta with A Tutto Falso Hereticamente Falando off their album Herige. And starting off the set, PLF, a blast of straightforward grindcore. Their album is called Devious Persecution and Wholesale Slaughter. The song we heard was Grinder of Fools.
We got a bunch of new albums this week from our best buddies, Tympanic Audio. We call them our best buddies because they're from the Midwest. We've been with them since they started. And, well, frankly, they just release music that's so good.
Yeah, they have a great hit rate. Very consistent label.
Yes. We got a brand new record from Disharmony starting us off this set. It's called Room 78. Under Control is the name of this song. It's right here in the Locust Lecture.
Music Stuff.
Yeah. Is there any hope from the latest report? Not yet. Causes unknown. We have been in freefall navigation for 103 Earth hours. Deviation became noticeable just 9 hours ago.
Out. 90.1.
It's the Locus Lecture.
Music Still Hurts with a little track from Geist Form. The song you heard comes off of Data Transmission, and we heard Planck Limit? Sure.
Planck Limit.
Sure. There's like an unnecessary C in there, so I'm not unclear if it's just foreign or someone's feeling creative with their consonant usage. Whatever. That's not very important, because it's a really good record, and Geist Form is really rad, doing like this cool, old-schooly industrial noise stuff. Before that, music that is just bonkers good. No one should be surprised it's this good.
Super great record.
Yeah. Tortekeke.
Longtime lecture favorite.
Indeed. He's got a brand new record out called Digital Exorcist. We heard the closing track, Digital Exorcism 3, Absolution. I'm almost 90 million% sure it's a concept record based around a sci-fi sample I can't remember the source of, but I know I know it.
How many percents was that?
A 9 million%.
9 million?
9 million%. I'm so sure.
That's like way more than 100.
I know. I'm so sure that that's the case, that my certainty bleeds into other aspects of my life. It's really, really good, though. This record pushes Todokeke more and more into merging what he's doing with Synthetic towards the end, and what he's doing with Todokeke into one project, basically, which kind of makes sense. So it's really, really good. Expect to hear a lot more off this record. It's really, really just the best. I'm really excited about it. Before that, music from Disharmony off of Room 78, we heard Under Control. Perfectly good record. Not as good, I feel, as their previous releases are, though. It's just kind of... ends up being kind of repetitive. I feel like the vocals are a little more present on this album, too, which... you know, I guess that depends on how you feel about distorted vocals in your ambient industrial noise stuff. We hear the Locust Lecture, though, tend to take a negative view on
it. And we like minimal vocals in our ambient music.
And I mean, if you're going to have vocals, they better be perfect and work really well within the context of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Which they don't always do in this record, so that's a little unfortunate. But still a really good effort from those guys, so hooray for Tympanic Audio, hooray for Hands, for all those records. We have time for a bunch of songs.
Yeah, we're going to close with a death metal set. We're going to play a lot of those records we were just talking about last break. The records that aren't great, but are good.
Yeah, and we should be clear. I mean, the Locust Lecture has such high exacting standards that our pretty good death metal records are probably going to be somebody's great, best death metal records ever.
What we mean is that there's no enduring classics that have come out this year yet. There's nothing where if you had a friend who had never heard death metal and you wanted to give them the best, you would say, listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Gorod record from last year is probably an anomaly for how great that was.
Yeah, absolutely stunning record.
But there's nothing that is in that vein of really interesting, kind of innovative, just really well-crafted songs. A lot of these albums end up just being giant riff stacks, which is fine. We love riff stacks in the Locust Lecture.
Yeah, what we've got here is a bunch of good, solid death metal records, but nothing that's special in the bigger picture.
But we still like them.
Yeah, of course we like them. We're playing them and we've played a lot off of them. The first track in the set is by Guttural Secrete. It's the title track from their new album, Nourishing the Spoil. You're listening to it on the Locust Lecture.
Music Still Hurts. We'll be right back. It's the Locust Lecture.
Music Still Hurts with a track by Logic of Denial. It's off of their new album, Atonement. The track was called Vile Blessing Prelude.
I talked about this last week, but man, death metal bands, you gotta step it up on the titles and the naming of things. Industrial bands can do it. You know, I understand this might be a dark period for the creativity of the naming, but you try a little harder. just a little harder. That's all I'm asking for.
Before that, a track by Defeated Sanity. It's off their new album, Passages into Deformity. The name of that track was Frenzy. And starting off the set, Guttural Secrete with the title track off their new album, Nourishing the Spoil.
We've got another old death metal band releasing a new record that doesn't sound like their old records, thank God, to close out the show. It's by a band called Wormed. They're mostly forgettable until this record, I would say.
Yeah, they put out an album ages ago, I think 2004, that I really don't like. It's just sort of scuzzy, poorly produced, brutal death metal. And, you know, 9 years have passed since then, and they've really stepped up their game. It's a tight, polished, sort of more technical approach on their new album, Exodromos. It's super good. I'm really into it. We're going to close our show tonight with a track off of that album called Multivectorial Reionization. My name's Fuzzy.
My name's TK1.
We'll see you next week.
Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.